Ugly. Winter Sun, Book 1. Written by Ro Horvat. Narrated by John Solo. Content warning. This novel contains male pregnancy and paranormal scenes. Potential trigger. Sexual assault and suicide are briefly mentioned, which could be triggering to some readers. The story contains mentions of homelessness and sex work involving a minor. These situations occur off-page and aren't described in detail. For adult readers only. Chapter 1. Burke.
Emerson. It sounded like a grand name for such a small guy. When he came by my pub for the first time, asking to work for food, it was pouring outside. He was this tiny slip of a person, pale and dirty, hiding his hands in the pockets of his tattered jeans. His wet coat probably weighed more than the skinny body inside. Mousy brown hair stuck out from underneath the knitted hat he wore, and his shoes, obviously too large for him, were soaked. His enormous green eyes made him look like a cartoon character when he gazed up at me, shivering. He seemed sober and desperate, so I let him take out the trash for a burger. I could have thrown out the black trash bags myself and been done in 10 minutes. Scrawny little Emerson schlepped them one by one and had to stand on a box to lift the heavy load into the containers in the back alley. It took him half an hour. Then he wolfed down the burger as if someone was about to steal it from him. After that first time, he came at least once a week. He must have known I didn't need the help, but we both played this game for nearly 3 months. Until tonight. Emerson had finished his burger 2 hours ago. Since then, he'd been sitting hunched over the bar and sipping water. He kept his eyes down, just as he had for most of the evening, cowering by the end of the long counter and keeping his distance from the other patrons. It was the beginning of December. The thermometer outside showed below 10, and it would be windy with snow during the night. I figured he just wanted to stay warm and safe for a little longer. The shelter he sometimes slept in had a shitty reputation. When the pub emptied out, I thought I'd give him a bit more time, so I went to the back office to deal with some orders.
What are you still doing here? We're closed. Get out!
The sharp bark echoed through the empty pub all the way to my little cubicle. It was Mark, my weekend chef. Always a bit of a drama queen, he tended to look for the worst in people. Rolling my eyes, I got up and strode to the bar.
Sorry,
Emerson piped up. He was already scrambling for his coat while Mark stood close by glaring at him. In his heavy-duty down ski jacket and a furry hat, Mark looked twice the size of the boy. He'd be warm even in a blizzard. Emerson, on the other hand, could freeze to death tonight. Mark, that's okay. I'll talk to him. My chef squinted at me, then glanced back at Emerson with a distinct sneer on his face. You can go home, I said, raising my eyebrows expectantly. Mark shifted from foot to foot.
Okay,
he finally mumbled. He threw Emerson one last disapproving glance and turned to the main entrance.
It's fucking snowing again,
he called over his shoulder before the door fell shut behind him. Emerson zipped up his shabby thin coat, looking at his feet. I really need to close, I said, but you can stay for a couple more hours. I'm just doing some admin in the back. He didn't move, but his shoulders tensed. Hey, little guy. It was probably a mistake, but I couldn't help it. He seemed so forlorn. I took a step closer and put a hand on his shoulder. Are you okay? He cringed under my touch, so I pulled my hand away. I didn't want to scare him, but my size and appearance made most people jumpy around me.
I can't go to the shelter, Burke,
he said quietly. You can't? He shook his head. His holy scarf slid down his shoulder, and I got a subtle whiff of his scent. Well, shit. Wasn't he too young to be in heat already? Apparently not. How close are you?
I don't know. My friend Kirby says maybe 2 to 5 days. He was going to find somewhere for me to stay, but didn't come back, and I was sleepy and freezing, so I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?